So today is Daf Samach Ches. I believe we are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom by the Ibay Lehu, which is like five lines from the bottom. Okay, so now we're discussing the idea of Chafifa. The woman's supposed to clean herself, you know, before she's going to the mikveh. Okay, so the proper way is that she, apparently what we saw till now, is that she cleans herself during the day, and she does tefillah, she's chafifa v'yom, and then there's tefillah right away at that night. The question, back and forth, how far apart can the chafifa and the tefillah be? So Yibaylu, they asked in the Shiva, Isha, mahu she tachof balayla, v'sitbo balayla. Can she do the chafifa at night, and do tefillah the same night? What's the shayla? Rashi said, five lines at the bottom of Samach Zayin on the base. The Rashi says, what's the shayla? Mahu she tachof balayla, bilel tefillasa, Mi Amrinon, do we say, Mitoshim in Maheres Latvilasa, Lo Chaifa Shatvir? Maybe we're afraid, I guess in those days, but it wasn't so bright and it wasn't so, maybe we're afraid that she wouldn't do a good enough job cleaning, and therefore she wanted her to do during the day so she could see and do a better job and not be rushed. But at night, when she has to rush to go to the mikvah, it's not like now when you have the mikvah herself till who knows 11, 12 o'clock at night, she has to rush to go to the mikvah, she may not do a good enough job. So Yibayilu, Isha Ma'u Shetachok B'layla V'sitbo B'layla. So Arma Zutra, and there's a lot of girsas here. So I'm going to change the girsa according to what the Moshe Rishonim has, which is Mar Zutra's Shari. Mar Zutra says it's Mutter. Rav Chanina Oser. Rav Chanina says that it's Oser. So Amalei Rav Adel Rav Chanina Misura. So Rav Adel now asks Rav Chanina Ben Sura, according to our girsa, says it's Oser. But, and according to the other girsa, this would be marzucha. In other words, Rav Adler is asking, according to the person who says that it's forbidden for her to do the chafifa and the tefillah both at night. So he says, Amalei Rav Adler, lav hachi habe uvda, wasn't there not the following case, bidivisu da Abba Mari Reish Galusa, with the wife of Abba Mari, thank you, Abba Mari, who is the Reish Galusa, the ikut, that she, they got into a fight, right? Rashi says, Loshan Ketata, below Ratzel Litvol, she didn't want to go to mikvah. They got to a fight. She didn't want to go to mikvah. But it's now the night for a tefillah. Azor Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Fayusa. So they sent the mediator to go speak to her. They sent Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Fayusa to appease her. The Amra Lay, and she says to him, "My Isa Hashta, what can I do now? Why are you coming now?" Rashi says, "Malacha Lemar Laila. Why are you trying to rush me to go tonight? Tiski Isi Lemachar." It's better if you come tomorrow to ask me to go to mikvah. So the Yada Maika Amrle, he understood, Rav Nachman understood what she was saying, which Rashi points out, Shalok Hafafat, now it's the nighttime, and she says, you know what, I can't go anymore, because, yeah, you're coming to appease me, but I can't go anymore because I didn't clean myself during the day, and I'm only cleaning myself now at night, and we know that's not permitted. So Amar, so he says back to her, what's the big deal? Why don't you just clean yourself now? Do they chasarta? You don't have enough hot water. I mean, you're the wife of the Reish Galusa. You don't have enough hot water. Tashtake chasarta? You don't have the chair to sit on in the base of Merchatz in order to clean yourself. Avde chasarta? Are you missing the servants to bring you the water, to bring you what you need to clean yourself? We see from here that he's saying that she can clean herself at night. It's mashma from here that she would be able to do chafifa on the Leil Tevila. And that's why Rav Adda asked on the Manda Amru, said that it's Aser, because you see from here, from this mice, that Rav Nachman said, she would be able to do it. So I thought maybe it's not 100% Raya, because here, she's not rushing. She has all these servants, she has all these things, she's the Reish Galusa. So maybe for her, I mean, you know, usually don't pass them that way, you know, one for one way for one person, one for another person, but maybe it's only Gezerah or something like that. Maybe it doesn't apply to her, because she's the wife of the Reish Galusa. Okay.
Well, what was the issue? Why can't you do it the same night?
Right, so you missed it because you walked in late. But the Rashi says on the bottom of Amud Beis, the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis was right. With Ma'u Shetachov Balayla, what? Why can you like Balel Tzvilasa Mi Amrinan Mi Toshim in Maheres Tzvilasa Lochay Feshapir? Because she's rushing to go to mikvah because it's dark and she's rushing and she won't do a good enough job. Okay, so now whatever he said, I was a sixth grade teacher, so I had to give a little bit. I want to be on that one all day now. Okay, so Doris Rava. Now, the Gemara, now, yesterday, we brought the Shita of a bunch of Amamorayim who held that if you have to go to the mikvah on Moshe Shabbos, then, or on Moshe Yontif, you can do the Chafifa earlier, on the Erev Shabbos. You can do it even earlier. And from there, they try to figure out whether or not, even on a weekday, you can do it earlier. Efshar, are you judging that or not? So now they're talking about that original rule can you actually do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos if you go to mikvah on Motzei Shabbos? So Darish Rava. Rava made a drasha in front of everybody. Isha chokfefes be Erev Shabbos. A woman can do the chafifa on Friday. V'toveles be Motzei Shabbos. And she can go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos because she can't do the chafifa on Shabbos. She can't do it on Shabbos. She can't do it on Shabbos. But Isha lo... Sorry. So that's Motzei Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa LaRava. So Rav Papa says to Rava, how can you say this? The Hashalach Ravin B'Igritei. Ravin sent in a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Ravin's letters from Eretz Yisrael contained the psakim of Rabbi Yochanan, which was, Isha lo satal kof be'er Shabbos titpol Motzei Shabbos. A woman should not, meaning in this situation where she can't, where you have no, this situation, she would have to do the chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. Even though we were concerned about it beforehand, she has to do it on Motzei Shabbos. Isha lo tachol be'er Shabbos titpol Motzei Shabbos. V'tamei atzmecha, and I guess the letter gave a reasoning. The letter said, you know, ask yourself, heya chofefes bayom v'toveles balayla. How could she even do chafifa during the day and then go tefillah at night? Which is strange because we just said that you can. I'm trying to deal with that. So habainan techef lechafifa tefila veleka. You want to have the chafifa as close to the tefila as possible, so to avoid the possibility of her getting dirty again. And if you do it, at 2 in the afternoon and you go to the mikveh at 9 at night, that's too far away. How in the world are you going to do it on Friday to go to the mikveh on Motzei Shabbos? Okay, so hadar oke rava amora alei v'darsa rava gerdat. He got up. He brought up his amora, which is the code word for like a megaphone. A person would scream. And he says, Dvarim she'amarti lefneichem, the things that I said to you before, that someone who's tovelas on Motzei Shabbos should do the chafif on Erev Shabbos, toz hein biyadin, I was mistaken. Bram, however, kach amru mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, this is what they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That's, you know, that the Geras was the name from Rabbi Yochanan. Isha lo tachof be Erev Shabbos, a woman should not clean Erev Shabbos, v'titbo b'motzei Shabbos, and then go to mikvah on Motzei Shabbos. Rather, she should do the chafifa on Motzei Shabbos itself. V'tamei al atzmecha, because you should ask, heya chafefes b'yom, v'tavelos b'layla. How can you do chafifa during the day and then do tefillah at night? Haba ina some chafifa tefillah v'leka. You need to have it as close as possible. So the Gemara then says, the hilchasa, on the one side, the halacha is isha chofefes bayom v'tovelas b'layla. A woman can do the chafifa during the day and then go to mikveh at night. The hilchasa, on the other hand, the halacha is isha lo sachof el b'layla. The woman should only do chafifa at night. Well, the Gemara says right away, kash hilchasa chilchasa. That's just paskin contradictory things. The Gemara says, lo kasha had the efshar, had lo efshar. It says whether you have the possibility, whether you can or you can't. What does that mean? Rashi says, had the efshar. The first din, where we said that the woman could be chofefes bayom and tovelas balayla, that's the efshar. That's where you have the ability to do that. Meaning, if it's possible for the woman to do chafifa during the day, meaning if she's tovelas, let's say, on a weekday, there the woman should do chafifa during the day, because if she does chafifa at night, we're afraid that she's going to go too fast. Had the low efshar, the second day din, which is that the woman, really you should do chafifa during the day, because you don't want to rush to do the chafifa at night. The second din, which says that the woman should do the chafifa at night, that is where it was efshar for her to do it that day, which is that they were Shabbos. So then she efshar to do it during the day, so we don't want her to be too far back. So that she has to do, we'll say that, yeah, we don't want her to do the chafifa at night if we have a choice, but if we have no choice, better do the chafifa at night than to make it earlier. How this works with the Gemara we said yesterday, Ayin and the Long Tosos over here and other Rishon. What? Yesterday we said that. What do you mean arguing on the Hilchasa? The Hilchasa. Yesterday we had another Hilchasa.
I understand.
So you have to work it out. Work it out to get to the Pesach. I'm not working it out. The post is going to work it out.
Iterate.
Okay, good. So Ayin Shom. Next, Mishnah. Okay. So now you have a woman who is a Nida. Right, a nida means that she became a nida during those 7 days of nidus, and again the halacha is she sees any time during those 7 days, she has to wait till the end of day seven and go to mikvah. It doesn't matter what she saw, 1 day, 2 days, 7 days. If she's clean, that night after the day seven, she can go to mikvah. So nida shebatka atzma beyom shvi shachris. The woman who's a nida, and she checked herself on the seventh day in the morning, that she checked herself to see whether she was clean or not. Umatza atahora, and she finds that she was clean. There's no blood. Right? Ubein hashmashos lo hifrisha. But Beit HaShemesh was right before she's supposed to go to mikveh, when day 7 is turning into day 8, when she's supposed to go to mikveh at night, she didn't check. Or she did not check. So we don't know what the story was right before she went to mikveh. Rashi says, lo refrisha, lo batka atzma lahafrish b'tahara. So the achar kama yomim, and then after a bunch of days, which would be, let's say, 4 days later, which means she's in the middle of her yemei ziva, right? La'achar yomim, batka umatza tmeya. She checks, and she finds that she's tamei. Harei hi b'cheskas tahora. We assume that from the time that day 7 till day, from day 7 to day 4 of the Zivas, she was Tahora, and therefore anything that she touched during that time period would still have a status of Tahora. Rashi says, Harei zo b'cheskas Tahora, b'yamim shem b'tayim, the days in between. B'tahoros seh, shenaga behen la'achar shetavale b'lel shmini tahoros, tahashu d'chazai. We're not going to assume, because she didn't check before she went to the mikvah at night on day 7. So we're not going to assume, but she checked in the morning. So we're going to go back to that chazaka, that she was clean. She was clean from then till now. And now is when she sees blood. But everything between, we're going to say everything between there is going to be the cheskas tahora, even though she didn't check before she went to the mikvah. Now, batka atzma biyom shvi shachris. She checked herself on the seventh day in the morning. Matzah tameya. And she found that she was tamei. Uben hashmashos lo hifrisha. And during Ben HaShemashos, again, she does not check herself to whether to see the blood stop. And she went to mikveh anyway, but she didn't check. There was no point in time did she have a hefsek tahara, basically, to go to the mikveh. Right? Because she thought for sure that between Ben HaShemashos and on mikveh, that it stopped. U'la'achar zman's batka u'matzah tahara. And let's say 3 days later, after she went to mikveh, she checked herself, but she found that she was clean. So the Gemara says, harei zo b'cheskas tameya. She is a b'cheskas tameya, which means everything that she touched from the last time, from day 7 till now, is going to be tamei because she never stopped. She never had a hefsek. Yeah, so we're going to assume that when did she become clean? Right now, at the moment that she checked. Okay. Now the Mishnah then goes back to case 1. Again, case 1 was that she checked herself on the morning of day 7. She was clean, and then she checked herself 4 days later. She went to mikvah, checked herself 4 days later, and she's not clean. We see cheskas tahora, everything between from then till now is tahor, but caveat umetama me esla esum mekidel bekida. But she's either tame for 24-hour period before, like the first mission in the mesecta for 24-hour period beforehand, or mekidel bekida, or if she did a check somewhere in between and she was still clean. If it's less than that, then that would be if she would be. Right, if she checked herself 24 hours beforehand, so that she would, that 24 hours is going to be tamei, or mikpid lepida, that period is also going to be tamei, because she sees afterwards. But im yesh la veses, if she has a veses kavua, and that's when she checked, meaning why she checked on day 4, because she has a veses. So she has a veses for that day, and she checked, and she finds herself to be tamei, tameya, dayashaita. So we're going to say that the veses orach was manaba, that's when the blood came. And that's why she's only going to be metame things from that moment going forward, nothing retroactive. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shelo hifrisha v'tahara min a mincha l'mala, harezo v'cheskas tameya. He argues, he says, no, if a woman does not check herself from mincha, going the night of her tefillah, at mincha time, she doesn't check herself from that moment going forward, then harezo v'cheskas tameya, we assume that she's tameya. If she went to mikvah that she checks herself at 2 in the afternoon and she goes to the mikvah, Rabbi Yehuda says no, she's still considered tameya, and everything that she touches is going to be tamei.
How about she's with her husband?
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about tumah right now. The chachamim omrin, the chachamim say no. Afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa batka u'matzah tahora u'bein hashmasha shlohi frisha u'la'achazman batka u'matzah tameya reiz b'ches tahora. The chachamim say no. Even if she checks herself on day 2. Right, this is the nida cycle. She checked herself on day 2, and she doesn't check herself again at all, and goes to mikveh after day 7, and she checked herself on day 2 and she was clean. She doesn't go to mikveh again, she doesn't check herself and goes to mikveh on day 7, you say that everything is going to be tahora, and she checks herself afterwards, and she's tameya, everything in between there is tahora. Three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. Again, Tanakama says that the bedika you have all day 7. Rav Yehuda says you have to check at the end of day 7. And the Chachamim says even check on day 2. You checked on day 2, you went to mikveh after day 7, and you checked yourself again day 11, and you found your tummy there. The Chachamim are going to say, everything from day two till now is going to be b'cheskas tahora. Nothing's going to become. Nothing's going to become tamei. Now, if you did that, if she did a bedika, that's not the case though. The case here is though, if she did a bedika me'es le'es, or she did a something with b'kid le'b'kida, right? Look at Rashi. She says, well, is it Rashi or no? Mitam me'es le'es. Areshakai. The katani achar yomim batka umatza tameya, right? Mitam me'es le'es shal re'iyazo. She still is tamei 24-hour period before that time. We say that she's tamei from day two all the way to the time she does the bedika. So it could be a caveat, yeah, all the time bedika means 24 hours before she did that bedika. Because you assume that it came 24 hours before, and because that goes back to our Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta. Okay. Itmar. Rav Amar, Rav has a statement, who says, Zava Vadai, the Levi Amar Zava Safik. Levi says she's a Zava Safik. So what is this talking about? What part of the Mishnah are they talking about? Right, the Mishnah gave a case of a woman who checked herself twice. At the beginning, she found herself to be Tahor. At the end, she finds herself to be Tameya. Or at the beginning, she checked herself that she was Tameya. And after time, she found that she was Torah. Rav comes and says that if she sees blood in between, she's a Zava Vadai. And Levi says she's a Zava Safik. What are they talking about? What case are they talking about? So Rav says, ahai, what are they discussing? Ilema Aresha. Let's try to plug it in. Let's say their machlokas is about the Resha. Again, what was the case of the Resha? The case of the Resha was a woman checked herself in the morning of day 7. She found herself to be Tahora. After a bunch of days, she finds herself to be Tameya. So Rav's going to say, oh, she's a Zava Vadai, and Levi's going to say she's a Zava Safik. Rav says, what are you talking about, Zava? HaRezo b'cheskas Tahora Katani. The Mishnah said that she's Tahora. Don't come and tell me she's a Zava. Not maybe she's a Zava, maybe she's a Zava Vadai, Zava Safik. The Mishnah says she's Tahora. So why are you telling, it can't be that they're discussing that she's a Zava in that case.
Blood in the 11 days, when you see blood for a day, you're a
Zava Katana,
aren't you? You're seeing blood on the fourth
day. They're arguing whether she's a Zava Gadola or a Zava Gadola Vadai or a Zava Gadola Bisafik.
She's not a Zava Gadola.
She's Tahora. And what does it mean? So how can it possibly be? We just said right now is only time she sees the blood. What Zivas are we talking about?
Exactly. When we say in the first case, according to the Tanakh, when we say that she sees blood, the seventh day, she checked in the morning, she
right.
checked in the evening,
right.
go on 2-3 days later, she checks, she sees blood.
Right.
She's not a Mita, she's a Zava.
She would be in her
Yom. It's in after her.
It would be in Yom Zivas.
So the question here is, what's wrong is that she's not a Zava Gadola.
Of course. Right, Rashi said, let's keep going. So, Ella Seifa. The machlokes must be the Seifa. What's the case of the Seifa? The Seifa was a woman checked herself on the 7th in the morning and found herself to be Temeya. She went to Mikvah anyway, and she didn't check in the afternoon, and then she finds herself to be Tahora. So we say that everything till then is considered to be, let's say it's day 15, so it's 6 days later. So everything till then is Temeya. So there, maybe we'll say that she's the Suffolk Zava Gadola or Zava Gadola Vada. Gemara says, how can that be? Bishma Suffolk Zava Armino. I understand they can say maybe she's a Suffolk. Because maybe she was seeing blood all the time, and she only checked now. But El Zava Vadai, Hare Batka Umatza HaTahora. In other words, how can she be a Zava Vadai? She just checked herself, and she found herself to be clean. I guess she checked herself within three days. Right? Rashi says, Bishma Suffolk Zava... Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, so he says, El Zava Vadai Nami Bitmiya Hare Batka L'Achra Yamin Umatza Tahora. The ikal the meimar the cave in the matzah tahora ad hashda nami lo chazi. You could also say that if she found herself to be tahora now on day 12, maybe she was also didn't have any blood beforehand. So why are you telling me how can she possibly be a vadai? I mean, to think it's simple, how can you be a vadai zava if you never saw blood? Right? That's basically the question. Suffolk, maybe suffolk, but vadai, I don't know. So the Gemara says ela.
You say katana gadola, it says zava. Zava katana by definition, if she sees
but
blood.
Then there's no shiloh if it's a zava katana. They're asking whether she's a zava gadola. It has to be. It's only because the sugya makes sense.
Right,
of course.
So you're assuming she saw the blood 2 days. How do you be right?
That's the question. So Ella ki itma de Rav Levi. When Rav and Levi have their machlokas, shmaita ba'ape nafshe itmar. Nothing to do with our Mishnah. It was a shmua by itself. It was some other dinim. It wasn't from one of the dinim in our Mishnah. And what's the case? It's nida shebatka atzma biyom shashvi shakras umatzah tameya. So it's a woman who's a woman who's a yumei nidus. She checks herself on day 7 in the morning, and she finds blood. Right? She can't go to mikvah until she's clean. Ubein hashmashos lo hifrisha. And ben hashmashos, she does not check, right? So she doesn't know whether she stopped bleeding, and she went to mikvah. Ula achar yamim, and then after a bunch of days later, batka umatza tmeya. She checks again, and she finds that she's tmeya. So basically, she had no point in time where she was tahora. Rav amar zava vadai. Rav says that she's a zava vadai. Levi amar zava safik, and Levi says she's a zava safik. Why? Rav amar zava vadai. Keva dim ikara nimtza tmeya. Since she was found to be tmeya on day 7, and the achshav nimtza tmeya. And now, later on, a couple days later, in her meziva, she's also found to be Tmeya. Tmeya Vade. We're going to say Minastam, she was seeing blood all the way through. And she was seeing blood for 3 days, at least during her mezivas. She's now become a Zavah Gedola. The Levi Amar, Suffolk Zavah. She's a Suffolk. Ema, Pascha, Beni, Beni. Maybe she stopped in between. Maybe she stopped in some time in between. And she only started seeing now. So she's a Suffolk. She'll be a Suffolk Zavah. And the difference would be, I mean, it's a huge nafkamina, according to Rav, she's a Zavah Vada, you can start bringing Karbanos. Talking about a big issur about bringing karbon kachem to the Beis HaMikdash. The chain tana Levi masnisa, and similarly Levi mentioned in a brisa that says achar hayamim bein batkal matzah tahora bein batkal matzah tmeya raises up suffix zava. Levi says, talking about the second case in the Mishnah Harashi, a sefer the masnisa tani hachi batkal zayin shachris, she checked on day 7 in the morning. Umatza tmeya, ubein hashmashas lo afrisha. She doesn't check ubein hashmashas. Va'achar yomim bein bakel matza tohora, bein bakel matza tmeya. Are we a suffix zavik? All these cases, she would be a suffix zava, because there's a suffix. So what is it? According to Levi, what's the nafkamina? She's a suffix zava gadol. She have to wait to shiv in the kiyum and then go and then go to mikveh afterwards. I mean, that's what basically she becomes like the women who are nowadays. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah said. Right, the Mishnah said that a woman who checks herself on day 7 in the morning and found that she was clean, and after a couple of days, and she doesn't check at night, and then she goes to mikvah, and then she checks herself a few days later and she finds to be tmeya, we say that she's still becheskas tahora for all those days, but umitamim eis leis, but she's any only things that she touched from a 24-hour period before she found the blood, that would give a status of tumma, because that's the tumma eis leis. The Gemara says, leima tahave tiyufta derava. This din that we just mentioned, that's Matamah le'es le'es, maybe that's a kasha on Rava, the Amar Rava, because if men Rava said about, I don't know, 20, 30 days ago, on Daflam Ches, she says, Lomar she'ein ha'isha mitamah me'es le'es betoki me'zivasa. He says there's no concept of me'es le'es if she sees blood during her Yumei Ziva, because Yumei Ziva was assumed to be a time when women were not supposed to see. So this whole idea of retroactive tumma for 24 hours is only if she checked herself during Yemei Nida and she saw blood, then we would retroactively make everything tummy 24 hours. But during Yemei Ziva, we're just going to say that it's a fluke, and it came now, and we're not going to have the takana of metamim le'es leis. That was Rava's din. But what's our case in the Mishnah? Our case is after day 7, she sees the blood. The Mishnah talks about a case where it's in Yemei Ziva, she sees the blood, and tells us metamim le'es leis. That's against Rava, who says you can't do me'es leis. You're in your meziva. The Gemara first says, "Bilavo sivna l'Rava chada zimna." Didn't we already, knock out Rava one time before? I guess earlier we did that. I don't remember. On daf lametes, apparently. So the Gemara says, "No hachika aminan lema tahavi tiyufta the Rava nami mea." Let's pile it on Rava. Yeah, we knocked him off over there, but we have another situation, another proof to knock him off. Let's pile on, add insult to injury. So the Gemara says, "No, this wouldn't be a kasha to Rava here." Amalach Rava ki. Katani mitamel le'es le'es. When our Mishnah says mitamel le'es le'es, it was a non-sequitur. It just said mitamel le'es le'es. So we assumed it went back onto the ratio of our Mishnah, which in itself was difficult because we skipped the Sefer and went back to the ratio. He says, don't skip the ratio. Don't only skip the Sefer. Skip the ratio also and say mitamel le'es le'es aresh pirkun kai. It's going on the beginning of our perek, right? Ara'asa va'od be'es avia. It's talking about the case where she saw what she saw when she was still in her house. Her father's house. What's that case? The din was in the beginning of the parak, Daf Samach Dalid. We're talking about a young girl who wasn't supposed to see blood at that time, but she already saw blood in her father's house before she got married. And after she got married, she has bia, and she sees dam basulim. According to Beis Hillel, all the blood that she sees that night is dam tahora, because that's going to be, we assume that is the dam of the basulim. So sakatay techamina, you might have thought, kevan, so what the case would be The case would be as follows. You have a girl who saw blood in her father's house. Then she had Bia Dam Basulim. That's all Tahora. Now she sees blood again after the Dam Basulim. So that's, you might have thought that since she had a time period of pure blood in between, the second time she's seeing blood is going to be as if it's the first time she saw blood. And a woman who sees, a girl who sees blood the first time in her life is not Matam Meleis Leis. Because Matam Meleis Leis is concerned that maybe the blood came earlier. For a girl who's seeing it for the first time, we're not concerned that she saw blood earlier. So you might think that this is a similar case because she has this time period of Tahor blood in between. When she does see blood for the first time in her husband's house, we're going to say maybe that's as if she saw, we're going to view that as if seeing her blood the first time ever, and there's not going to be Tum Leis Leis, Kamash Malan, that since she saw blood in her father's house, even though we have this pure blood in between, still she's going to be Tamil Ace Lace the next time that she sees blood. So that's what it means with Tamil Ace Lace. It doesn't just go back to the ratio of the Mishnah, it goes back to the ratio of the entire Masechta. And this wouldn't be a Tiyufta on Rava, because we're not discussing a case of somebody setting Tumal Ace Lace during Yemei Ziva. But we still, Rava still upslug from the previous one that we're not remembering, the case on Daf Lama Tess. Okay. The Mishnah also said, if a woman, right, saw blood during Yemei Ziva, if she has Vesas, right, if she has a Vesas, then Daya Shaita. We don't do Me'es Leis, it's Daya Shaita. So the Gemara says, the Gemara again is assuming that in Yeshua Vesas, Daya Shaita is going back on the case of this woman who saw blood during her Yemei Ziva. Again, the woman case, she checked on day 7, which is may need them, she checked again, she checks again a couple days later, she sees blood, that's during Yemei Ziva, and the Mishnah says, in Yeshua Vesas, Daya Shaita. The Gemara says, name it to Habit Yutu, the Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Maybe this should be a Kasha, a Rav Huna Bar Chiya, of Rav Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, the Amr Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amr Shmuel, back on Daf Lamed Ches, who said, Lomar She'ena Isha Kovas LaVesas Mei Zivasa. He says there's no possibility of being making a Vesas during the Yemei Ziva. Like during that 11-day period, if a woman sees multiple times, it doesn't matter, she's not Kovei a Vesas during Yemei Ziva. According to them, you only can be Kovei a Nida during Yemei Nida. Makes you understand why they made a takana that we just don't make a distinction between Nida and Ziva, because it's really, really confusing. So he says that our Mishnah seems to be saying that if she has a Veses during her Yemei Ziva, we just do Ace Lace. But you said back, Shmuel, you said back that a woman can't create a Veses during her Yemei Ziva. So our Mishnah should be a Kasha. Gemara says, no, Amalach Rafuna Barchia, Ki Arminan Ein Isha Kovasla Veses Mei Zivasa. When Shmuel said that a woman can't establish a Veses during her Yemei Ziva, is the low by a Tlase Zinim Le'ekar. He says, no, a woman can establish, and we should be Choshesh for seeing blood even during Yemei Ziva. But if she establishes a Veses during Yemei Ziva, it only takes one time to uproot that Veses. We're not going to view it as a Veses Kavua. It only takes one time to uproot that Veses, because typically women are not going to see during the Yemei Ziva. So let's say she sees three times in a row in the same day during the Yemei Ziva, and the next time she doesn't see during that day. So the next month, in month 5, we're not going to be Choshesh for that day, because we view it as a Veses Se'ena Kavua. It's not going to be a Veses Kavua. That's what
Veses is for Nida or for
Zava
or for both?
Of course, it's Machlokas. When can you establish?
Is it possible to have a Veses Zava that you see every whatever?
That's the Machlokas. So according to Shmuel, no. That's what we said. Eina Isha Kovazla Veses Mezivasa. She cannot be established a Veses during the Yemei Ziva. She's only going to, if only during those 7 days, it's 7-11, she can only establish a Veses during the Yemei Nida. If she constantly sees blood during the Yemei Ziva, no, according to Shmuel. But now we're just amending that a little bit and saying, no, she can establish a Veses during the Yemei Ziva. Again, this is only Shmuel. Everyone else holds that she can establish a Veses during Yemei Ziva. But even Shmuel's going to say she can establish. When I said she can't establish, that just means it's not a Veses Kavua.
So she would be owner of the whole, everything like a Nida she would do every month, like on a Zava period. If a woman has a Veses Zava, she would do everything the same?
Meaning what?
Meaning, With regards to Bia and everything,
all the same, even during Zava. Yeah. Okay, so he says, the low by the Aker, because we view a woman during her days of Ziva as if she doesn't have blood, right? The Kaven, the Mem Mishulakim, Dayish Saita. And since she's only viewed as not having seen blood, He's establishing Yemei Ziva as like a pregnant woman or somebody who doesn't see blood, came to the Memusulakim, Dayashaita. So then it would be enough for that moment only, and therefore we would have the retroactive Tumah if she sees blood during Yemei Ziva. Okay. Then Rav Yehuda came. Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda says you have to do the Bedika Kasama Cheshkiya, Mincha and Lamaila. If she doesn't do Bedika Mincha and Lamaila, then and then she, let's say she found herself to be tar in the morning of the day 7, and she doesn't do medika in the late afternoon before nightfall, and then she goes to, we can say no, she's still tame because maybe she saw blood in the meantime, right? That's what Yehuda says, right? Only a medika ben hashmashos counts for her. So Tanya Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Il mole yade umunachos beinei kol ben hashmashos yafot ata omer. He said basically, said to Rabbi Yehuda, how. According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, and your concern that she might see blood, she should have her hands in her eye, a euphemism for also makom, she should have her hands there all afternoon to make till she goes to the mikvah to make sure she doesn't see anything. Why are you stopping in the mincha? You're concerned that she might see blood after the bedika. He says, Ilmole yadeh munachos be'enea ko ben hashmashos yofat omer. Akshav, but now, emar im siluk yadeh rasa. Let's just say that when she moves the bedika, that's when she sees. Mali afrisha v'tara b'shvi min mincha l'mayla, mali afrisha v'tara b'rishon. Who said, what's the difference between her being not checking right from mincha l'mayla going forward or from day one? You have the same concern. The moment that she removes the bedika, that's when she sees. So that's what they asked of him. So the Lashon of Tanayim that argued on Rabbi Yehuda said, they said, mali afrisha b'rishon, even on day one. We don't have anybody in our mission that said day one. Our mission said day two. That had the chachamim. So barishon mikol madamar. Whoever said that you can check on day one, that she checks on day one and doesn't check all the way through and then goes to and she's clean and doesn't check all the way through and then goes to mikvah on day seven. So Mar says, in yeah, there is a shita. There's a town that holds like that. But Tanya, the following brisa, the answer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't answer the question, right? So. In Tanya, the following brisa, Amar Rebbe said, Sha'alti es Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Kshayim Mahalchim, Aderach, I asked Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, when they were walking, Nida Shabbatka Atzma Yom Shvi Shachar so much as Tahora. A woman who checks herself on day 7 in the morning, she finds herself to be Tahora. U Ben HaShmashos, Lovit Frisha, she doesn't check during Ben HaShmashos. La'achra Yom Batka Matzot Tameya, and then a couple days later she checks and finds herself Tameya. Maho, what's the din? Amar Lo, Harezu B'cheskas Tahara. She's Cheskas Tahara, that's the Tanakama of our Mishnah.
From that point to that point.
What?
From that point to the point where she sees blood, she
was a chesed hour before retroactively, except for the meis leis, right? Now, and Rabbi continued to ask, whether she checked herself on day 6, shishi, chamishi, revi'i, shlishi, sheni, mai? What's the difference? She still have the chesed tahara all the way back. Amrulo lo shna. He said no difference, but he stopped at day 2. So then he said, bayom berishon lo shalti. I didn't ask specifically about day 1. Vita'isi shelo shalti, and I made a mistake. That I should have asked why. Right, Rashi says she ilu sha'alti hayu matarin. Had I asked about day one, they would have been matar as well. Meaning that he holds that they would be matar, but he didn't ask. We can't pass him that way. But you see, there's a shita who holds that even if you did the bedika, the nida does the bedika on day one and finds herself to be clean, and doesn't check again till a couple days after she goes to mikvah and finds herself to be tameya. All the taharos in between there are still considered tahar because we've so much on the bedika from day one.
Everybody holds by ziva, we go lace. If you,
we're not talking about ziva now. We're talking about nida.
No, but a minute ago we said if you find the day 11, you go back. She was clean day 7, but she didn't.
No, we said ziva. We said ziva. The mishnah is dayashaita. If she has a veses, it's dayashaita and nida.
So, you know,
if she has a veses. There's no difference if she's. Otherwise, I don't think there's a difference though. But if she has a vessel, she's no daishaita. That's what we said. Daishaita. And we make a difference between nida and ziva. We just made a need. We talked about vessels. Okay. So the Gemara then says, why would it work if you did it on day one? Right. Gemara says, atu kulu la v'cheskas tuma kaimei. The kevan. All these other days are not v'cheskas tuma. The kevan did pasuk. Rishonami came in the pasuk. What meaning? What's the difference in day one or day two? If we're going to assume a cheskas tahara from day two, because we're going to say that she stopped seeing, so assume the cheskas tahara from day one that she stopped seeing, because she checked then also. What's the difference? V'meikara. So why didn't Rebbe want to ask them about day one? My savar Ho'il v'husak ma'ilan pasuach. Well, day one's a little different, because day one is the day that the spring is actually open. She actually saw blood today. So maybe you would have said,
she saw blood.
She saw blood at 7 a.m., and she checked at 3 p.m. So maybe day one, since the spring was open today, maybe that wouldn't make that would have been different. But he's saying, no, the Gemara is saying, no, the whole point is that once she checks, we're being so much of the fact that it stopped. So if it stopped on day two or day three, it stopped on day one also. What's the difference? But Rabbi Yehuda never answered the question, right? The question started, the whole thing started on Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say mincha gedola is okay, mincha and follower is okay? And so she's checking constantly, well, what's the difference? Yeah. And the Gemara doesn't answer that question. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. Okay. So now we're talking about a Zav or a Zava, okay? Zava Gedola. They stop seeing, right? The halacha is that they stop seeing, they have to count 7 clean days that they don't see anything, and only after then can they go to the mikvah and become tahor. So now, where do we count? Now we're talking about the count of the 7 days. Hazava, Hazava, Shabbat, Ko'atzim, Yom Rishon. The Zav and the Zava, they check themselves on day one, right? So she's Zava Gedola, we're still with Zava Gedola, she sees for 3 days, now she checks the day after, she's clean. Matsu Tahora, okay? Then she checks on day 7. She doesn't check anywhere in between. She checks on day 7. She finds herself to be tahor. Ushar hayamim b'tzemin tayim lo batku. But she doesn't check day 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Right? Rabbi Lezer Omer, harehim l'cheskas tahara. Rabbi Lezer says, okay, that's good. Even though she didn't check during those 6 days, we're going to assume that since she didn't see on day 1, and she didn't see on day 7, so all the she was clean throughout all 7 days. Any taharas that she touched in the interim days are going to be becheskas tahara. We don't have to worry about them being tummy.
She can't touch anything those 6 days in between. What could she? Right? She can't touch anything. The whole 7 clean, she's not clean until she finishes the 7 days.
Oh, so no. So we're going to say that I'm wrong. Correct. We're just going to assume I said it wrong. We're going to assume that those 8 days she was clean for the purpose of that they count for her shiva nikiyam. Correct. Thank you. And therefore they count for a Shiva Nakim. Again, she checks on day 1, but that's a big mistake. She checks on day 1, and she checks on day 7, so, but she doesn't check in between, but the in-between days are still going to count for her Shiva Nakim, right? Even though she didn't check those days. Rabbi Shua argues, Omer, Ein Laham El Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Levad. No, she only, day 1 and day 7 count for her Shiva Nakim, but she has to count 5 more days of Shiva Nakim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Laham El Yom Shvi Levad. Rabbi Kiva says, no, not only that, the only day that counts is day 7. Day 7 is now day 1, and now you have to continue counting. So Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amalor b'lez Rabbi Shua. Lez says to Rabbi Shua, L'dvarecha, according to you, that says day 1 and day 7 count, which means that she has 2 days of Shiva Nakim, and she has 5 more to go, right? L'dvarecha atamone b'seirugin. You're counting b'tilo. You're skipping. 1, 7, 8, you're skipping. Right, Vatora Amra, the Torah says, the Rosh says, Vasafa Shivas Yamim, Va'achar Titar, and afterwards she becomes Tahar. Achar, it's Achar Lakulan, which basically means that you have to have, according to the Rosh, it has to be consecutive counting. You can't be skipping around. Shalot Yetuma Mafsekas Beinayim. There can't be any Tuma, anything in between that counts. So Amalar Yeshua, Yeshua says to him back, Va'atar, and you say that I can't count in the skipping way. Iatamodib is Zovshara Keri. Don't you agree, if you have a Zav who has to wake, he has to wait his Shiva Nakim. But in between, he sees Keri, which again was a different admission. He sees Keri. Or B'Nazir, Shehilach Shachachos of the Pros, right? Shemona B'Srim, when you have the Nazir, supposed to be Tahar, and he's counting his Yemei Tahara. I guess he became Tamei, now he's counting his Yemei Tahara to go back to the Zirus, and he walked under the overhang of the trees, or the overhang of the stones, that there's a suffix, whether he's Tamei or not, that he just skips that day and continues counting. Ah, Torah Amra by Yom Marishon Yipu. It's the same drasha that you made over there. You should make by the Nazir, and yet by the Nazir you don't argue with me. You say you can count, you can skip. So Rabbi Lezer says no. Make the distinction. Bishlamal Hasam. I understand over there by the Keri or by the Nazir. It says Litama Ba Amarachmana She'ena Soseris Ela Yoma. When by the Nazir and by the person sees Keri, there's a pasuk. That says it only that day doesn't count. This is a Xavier Sakasiv. And I'm not going to be concerned. You might be concerned that if he sees a keri, it doesn't upset the whole count. He might get confused and see when he sees a zav, it won't upset the whole count. He says, no, zav val keri lo michlif. They're not going to make a distinction because they look differently. They're two different things. We don't know what they are, but they look differently. Same thing. Nazir shehilech al gabe shachas paros nami. Also, that I'm not going to be concerned myself with. There, I'll let you count to skip the day because midaraisa olma alya b'inan midaraisa. That's he's not really tamei. He needs to vaday olal to go in. This was a suffix. He's not really tamei. The rabbanan who the gozer and rabbanan midaraisa lo michlif. So the rabbanan of goni gozer that he has to start a count again when he becomes vaday tamei. If he only becomes tummy, I mean, did the rabbanim because there's an overhang and we don't know where the grave is. So we're going to say, hey, that day don't count. Go count another day. I'm not going to be concerned that if I allow him to skip a day, to count skipping by nazir, I may get confused and allow him to skip if it becomes tummy d'oraisa. No, it's tummy d'oraisa. Tummy d'rabbanim are two very distinct cases, and someone's not going to get confused, right? Aval hacha. But here, by the case of the Zava, who doesn't check, only checks himself on day 1 and day 7, Ichai Shinan Dil Mechazi B'Safik Asi Lach Lufei B'Vadei. No, but here, if you're going to be Choshesh, if you, Rabbi Yeshua, are going to be Choshesh, that maybe she saw during all these days in between, why would you, Rashi, look at Rashi in the third line. Her bottom line. Aval hachi ichashinan velo timne yom shebetayim dilma chazim b'safek. If you, Rabbi Yeshua, say that we can't count the days in between, because maybe she saw blood on those days in between, remember, she only checked on day 1 and day 7, asi l'machlufi b'vadai. People might say, oh, so even if she did see blood on those days in between, it doesn't matter, so long as she checked on day 1 and day 7. That's going to be a problem. So therefore, you're either going to say, if you say that the days in between don't count, then the days before and after shouldn't count either. Right? So Tani, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Amri, Nirin, Divrei, Rabbi Lezer, Divrei, Rabbi Shua, they think Rabbi Lezer is better than Rabbi Shua, meaning the days in between are going to count, but the Divrei, Rabbi Kiva, Divrei Kulan. Rabbi Kiva makes the most sense that if you didn't check, they don't count at all, and you'd have to start again from day 7 when you count. Aba halacha Rabbi Lezer. But the halacha here is going to follow like Rabbi Lezer. Again, so the case is the woman who, b'dieved, as a zava, only checks on day 1, and then checks again on day 7, and both are clean, and she doesn't check between days 2 and 6. We're still going to assume, we're still going to allow those in-between days to count as a shuv nekiyim. If you ask a posek, sometimes that's some of the heterion that they give to women who have a difficult time. It's only checking the beginning at the end. Not passing, but you can ask, and then that's we'll stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow.